views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about your own personal owner's manual. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, we're talking about owner's manual. And I just want to say, when I delivered my daughter, I was a little bit busy and didn't see if there was an owner's manual that fell out when she was born. So, okay, I've never seen that, you know, an owner's manual. What about when your daughter was delivered?
You know, I was kind of numb and stupid. And I remember, you know, my wife and I had been going through these, my first wife, who was the mother of my daughter, we'd been going through these Lamaze classes. And they said, well, it's going to be work. You know, this is, they avoided the word painful. And they said, it's just going to be a lot of work. So I remember we went through these big double doors to the maternity ward. And the first thing we both heard was this blood-curdling scream. Ah, you know, and that didn't sound like work to me. And so I was, you know, I was young and stupid and numb and, you know, but
sounds like sheer terror, if you ask me.
It was sheer terror. And then, of course, I was in the delivery room when my daughter was born, and she didn't want to come out, and we did some weird things that I even think today are kind of weird, but there was no user's manual for her either. So I just thought that was interesting. You know, it's I know we're being kind of tongue in cheek, but do people really come with an owner's manual?
Well, okay, so I'm going to ask, where is the user's manual, and what is, I don't understand, what is the user's manual for human beings, Jason?
This has been lost in our culture, and it's one of the most important things that you can learn. If you're tuning in just for the first time, this is really, really, really important, and this could change your whole life. But the truth is that each of us has an owner's manual.
Well, where is it?
It's in our essence.
Oh.
Now, some people call that soul,
okay,
but we don't use the word soul, and here's why. I want to talk about that. When we say soul, people believe that soul is owned by our religious doctrine. So if we're Christian, we go to the Bible, we go to our church, whether we're Buddhist or Muslim or whatever religion we are, we go to some sort of book or dogma, but that typically doesn't help us understand our individual essence. And in that essence, is not just something that's, you know, people think of your soul and they think of choirs singing and skies parting. But the truth is your essence is practical and is useful and was designed to be used every single day, 24/7, almost in a transparent way. And that's what your essence does. It gives you those little nudges. It gives those little voices. But we don't listen anymore.
Well, you know what? Jumped in. I just got this. You know, one of the ways that you can know that you do have a owner's manual, so to speak, is Is there something about you, you in particular, I'm talking to the audience out there, is there something out there, or excuse me, something within you that nobody else knows that's like a positive thing about yourself and you've always known it? I'm going to give you a little clue about myself. I know we've talked about it before, but long before I ever did the ecosystem approach, I always knew that there was an artist inside of me. I always knew that there was this creative side of me.
And there was a yearning also.
Oh, it was. And the irony to me was, as soon as I started clearing, for lack of a better way to say it, my fingers started itching. In other words, I wanted to be creative. I wanted to make something and make it be something that others would enjoy either connecting with or touching or looking at. And when I started doing the clearing, the ecosystem approach, it roared up.
Now realize that when Patricia and I first met, she was doing purchasing and I was doing operations and IT stuff. And
we called him the phone guy.
Yeah. And if you knew us, that is so not us. I mean, talk about disregarding your owner's manual. And, yes. You know, we have these really special abilities.
All
talents.
Of us do.
We all do.
Yes.
Patricia and I have these special abilities that need to be used. Mm-hmm. But we weren't following our owner's manual. We were following
the training and the rules and the programming.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
And so,
yes.
So the biggest takeaway from today is that this thing actually exists.
Yes.
Now, the problem is that if you look to science, it's not tangible. Your essence is not something that you can measure, see, feel,
in
touch.
In other words, you don't have a cup of essence. Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's we would call it intangible.
Okay.
And the way you access it is through your intuition. Your intuition is your conduit to your essence. But science doesn't, it actually discredits intuition. So if you're working on your PhD and you're going before the committee and they say, well, justify XYZ, if you don't give them facts and figures, if you say, well, it doesn't feel good, this doesn't feel right, but this feels right,
mm-hmm.
and you don't back it up with something factual, you know, you'll be discredited. You'll be saying, what are you doing? In science, you have to have facts and figures and data to back up what you do. And most of what our essence gives us is not something that we can back up. When you say, when you look longingly into the eyes of your significant other and say, I love you, you know, you can't measure it.
Right.
You can't create a metric for that. And a lot of times, you don't even know if they're being truthful.
True.
But our essence, here's the thing. Our essence would tell us if that's truthful. Our essence would allow us to not only measure the level of our feelings towards someone else, but their feelings toward us.
Well, okay.
OMG. Do you realize how many relationships would be different if we were connected to our essence?
Well, you know, Jason, the truth is we're taught to disregard our essence,
yes.
our feelings, our hunches, and we're told to focus on information that has been provided for us, you know, packaged for us. What do you say to that one?
See, our essence has been discredited, and it's kind of a half-truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because of there's been so much programming, and this we did a two-part series called The Discovery. And I'd suggest that you go back and look at that or listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we talked about is how everybody comes in with 80% of their essence already compromised by negative energy.
Because of programming.
Exactly. And what happens is because we don't know how to get rid of that negative energy,
right. It
keeps building up and builds up over lifetimes.
And by the way, how you get rid of that negative energy... We and both Jason and I have looked around. We don't see any other way to do it that we know of other than the ecosystem approach.
Now, we've even seen people in the quote-unquote spiritual,
yes,
who work with energy and spiritual forces and things like that. But then they tell you how, and they give you programming suggestions that people would either use programming or are programming in nature, where it's not, you're told to think a certain way.
Right.
That's always programming, as opposed to saying, well, how do I feel about this? Or how do I think about that? When you say you should think a certain way, what people do automatically, compulsively, is to say, ah, I'm going to force myself mm-hmm. to think that way. Mm-hmm. And that's never good, because then you block that conduit. So in a way, if you understand this negative energy, the information that we get from our essence is compromised by this negative energy. And we don't know if we're ever getting good information or not. So a lot of us get all these impressions, but we can't differentiate between the good stuff and the bad. And frankly, it takes a while. It's not like it's black and white. It's not like for Patricia and I that we flicked the switch and all of a sudden we were able to access completely our
complete essence
and our owner's manual. But it's been gradual over time, and we've been doing this for 20 years. We're going to be doing it for the next 20 years and beyond. And I guarantee you, every single day, we get another page, we get another hunch, mm-hmm. little nudge about exactly. what's going on.
Exactly. And by the way, we have had so much fun doing that, and of course, laughed at ourselves like you can't believe, but we've also enjoyed others in all of this.
You know, and just so you know, programming is when you're told to told to act a certain way through force, manipulation, mm-hmm. trickery, or seduction.
Okay.
And a lot of the words experts out there are the how-tos. There's some form of force, manipulation, trickery, and seduction.
Well, and the programming seeks to have you ignore and suppress any inclination to the contrary.
Exactly.
You know, and that is that
just
is
do just, it. Yes.
Just do it. Just do it. Okay. That's nice. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Human beings have access to all the information they need to live naturally, organically.
Okay.
Intuition is the conduit with which a person has access to their instincts and knowing, and of course, their owner's manual.
Okay.
The user's manual is the connection to knowing and infinite intelligence.
Love that.
And the ecosystem approach helps you reconnect to that intelligence and knowing that has been lost.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happened to our natural instincts and knowing and our personal connection to our own unique user's manual. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on transformationtalkradio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about what happened to our natural instincts and knowing and our personal connection to our unique user's manual. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Now, Jason, I want to basically go back to the first part for just a minute. We didn't talk enough about infinite intelligence.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because we've heard the term before, and a lot of times we associate infinite intelligence with the creator or God or some sort of dogma, but that's not how we see it. We see that there's an intelligence that has all the answers to the problems that we have in the world today that are available to us. How do we get there? Well, the pathway is through our intuition, and that takes us to our essence, which has, of course, our owner's manual. And then it's through our essence that we have that connection to infinite intelligence. But the problem is that it's blocked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? I have a little tiny story about that.
Okay.
And the little tiny story is that when I very first met Jason, I went completely on my emotions, has to do with my personality type, but everything was through my emotions. I didn't see things objectively at all. And he said to me, you know, Patricia, you need to have a little more objectivity in your life. And I kind of nodded and said, oh, okay, you know, I had no idea what objectivity was, and I am not exaggerating, everyone, but the thing that was amazing to me was for the first time in my life, I realized if I didn't know something, it was okay to say I didn't know something, because in my family, if you didn't know something, you were a target, but I realized that I had this infinite intelligence, but I needed to understand it a little bit better. So I gave myself permission to go look up objectivity. I realized it's very simple and all of that sort of thing. And then I went back to him and said, I don't understand objectivity at all. And of course, he chuckled at me because he saw the difference that I was capable of even hearing the word objectivity for me to get what I needed. It was amazing to me.
Well, you know, and the truth is that if you talk to a pure scientist, they would say objectivity is being able to see the data clearly.
Right.
But I would say that's not true. And you know, it's kind of an interesting concept. And I don't want to go too much off on a tangent, but
right.
The truth is, and this is what we're going to talk about right now in this segment, is we think that it's either data and fact or intuition.
Right.
That they're mutually exclusive. And they're not. They work together.
Because I needed the information to understand what objectivity was as along with the rest of life.
Think of them as the best couple on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know where that came from. But anyways, my intuition. But, you know, they work together. They're not mutually exclusive.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and I have a couple stories about that later on. So, you know, okay. So, Jason, are you saying, I just want to make sure I have this right. Are you saying that we need to, those of us who are trying to go forward in our lives, that we need to reject all forms of programming?
And, you know, we make it sound like it's either programming or using your essence, and it's not that.
Right.
You know, sometimes, you know, if you have to get up and go to work on time, you know, you may need to program yourself to do that because you might not do it otherwise.
Right.
Well, that's, you have to do that.
Okay.
But the problem is that we, programming is our go-to. And what we're saying, your go-to, we think, should be energy first. And then look.
Because remember, everything is energy.
So if you have to get up and go to work on time, see, clear the energy that's keeping you from doing that, and then maybe use programming to do it. But, you know, we have a user's manager that's natural to all human beings. But what happened to it is that it's been programmed out of us.
Mm.
You know, we've been numb to how those impressions, those feelings, those nudges, those hunches, and we discredit them. Because it's only facts and figures that have any sort of credibility. And that's not true.
Well, wait a minute. Facts and figures don't apply to every situation.
They don't.
Okay.
For example, this is my favorite. And this is, you know, my favorite library is in the checkout line, you know, and I see all the magazines and the, you know, I'm always telling Patricia, oh, did you hear that Jen and Brad are, you know, anyway.
Back together or separated or whatever it is.
It could be both. You know, over the years, it's probably been both. Yeah. So anyway,
it has.
But the whole idea is that there's one on marriage that I've seen lately. And a scientific approach to marriage and love. OMG. You know, if you think you can use data to have a good relationship, it's not going to work.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that you can't use some types of data and create a frame, but then you have to use it. You have to use it along with your intuition
that's
been developed by removing this negative energy, so that it can be effective. One of our clients, one time, she worked as a consultant for a company that advertised the fact that they were a data-driven company. But she was always frustrated because she would go in there as a consultant and they'd show these long drawn out meetings and she would know what the problem was and she had the solution right away. But it took those other people who were quote unquote data driven hours and hours to understand the data and then come to a conclusion.
Hmm.
And it with everything, it's our intuition that informs the data. In other words, data and facts have to be interpreted. And it's our intuition that helps us with that interpretation.
Exactly.
That's where it's valuable.
Mm, okay. So would you say that our intuition is the place where we get ideas from, Jason?
Well, that's the conduit with which we connect with infinite intelligence.
Okay. Okay.
You know, what's kind of exciting to me, just, you know, we hear about climate change. It's all over the news these days. And there was just a big worldwide protest. And we understand and we believe that it's something that needs to be addressed.
Correct.
But we also know that if we had a critical mass of people using their intuition to go to infinite intelligence, that there's solutions to our climate crisis that are available to us, but they're blocked because of programming.
Oh.
You know, science, you know, a science discipline, a PhD, often trains you to look outside of yourself for the data.
Wait, more often than not.
Yes.
Yes, yes, definitely.
It doesn't develop your intuition. So those PhDs that have both or can have both, the possibilities are amazing.
Yeah.
And if you're, whether you do any sort of technical work, if you can combine, start refining your intuition, to be useful.
Right.
And here's the biggest block to your intuition being useful. And that is because we've been programmed so much, we've pushed aside our emotions. So when they finally come through, those hunches and nudges and those little voices, instead of being little voices, they become shouting at us. And that's because we've been pushing them back for so long that they're out of control. And until we can clear our emotions so they're not out of control, we can't really trust listening to our heart or knowing what we should do in a particular situation because that information that's been suppressed for so long in us comes out, and it's out of control, and it's way, the volume is turned way too loud on it.
It's true. It's true. I would say that that's very true for me. You know, I have just a little story about, I've been working with a person, one of my clients, and I've been working with him personally for all of his time in school. And he actually just graduated with his PhD. Very, very proud of him. And, but he came to me, we worked a few months ago, about he was totally overwhelmed by all of the things that he needed to do. He had projects, he had things that he needed to turn in and all of these things. And after I worked with him for a little while, it came out that he didn't feel as if he was good enough to complete and get through. I mean, and I'm talking, he was weeks from the end of this, you know, all of this time in school. And it came down to, he didn't believe he was good enough. He wasn't going to make it. And so we worked on the overwhelm and all of the emotions that were in his way that were keeping him from this last little bit of data that he needed for his project. And I have to tell you, I'm very proud to say he graduated with flying colors and he is on his way. And by the way, he is now becoming a bioscientist.
You know, it's really an impressive story.
Truly.
But here's what most scientists don't understand is that, and we call it negative energy, but that idea that, oh, I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
Is not a data point.
No.
Is not a metric.
No.
It's not even real.
No.
It's an illusion of an energy, negative energy that's trying to take us down. And the work that we do with Ecosystem Approach is what helps you with that.
Yeah.
If we could help every PhD in the country with their just with their confidence and their ability to discern the truth, science would explode in its effectiveness.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Our instincts and knowing from our user's manual has been programmed out of us.
Okay.
The data and facts is always considered more credible than feelings, hunches, but that's an illusion.
Okay.
That intuition and data and facts are completely compatible and work together well if you know how.
And how do you do that, Jason?
The ecosystem approach. And the ecosystem approach is the way to maximize and refine your internal resources so they can be usable and effective, because the truth is they're not really usable and effective right now in a programming world.
I love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to use your intuition, internal knowing, and resources in the best way. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. This is Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're talking about how to use your own personal user's manual. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you were commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, how do we use our own personal user's manual?
Typically, you ask yourself questions and then you listen to the answers. Here's how it works. You access your essence, which contains all the individual information about how to live your life in the best way for you personally. And you can access your essence with your intuition, which is the conduit for that information.
Okay. You know, but is it really that easy? How come people aren't just doing all of this now?
No, it's not. And the problem is, because of all the programming we've had, mm-hmm. we've had to relearn how to use our intuition mm-hmm. and interpret the messages we receive. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest problems is that programming numbs us to our feelings and often discredits those feelings in a way which is the way our intuition communicates with us. So we've been pushing those feelings away, and when we finally come through, they are out of control. And we can't trust the information they carry. You know, and I was just thinking of a great example about how that works. You know, when I have that look in my eye, and I go over to you and say, "Hi, sweetie." And you know that I have that look in my eye because her intuition's also very, 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 very astute. I know through my intuition whether I've got a green light, a yellow light, or a really flashing red light.
And sometimes there's a siren.
And, you know, it's, I'm amazed, and we talk to couples all the time.
Yes.
How many, especially husbands, don't see any lights.
Right.
And when it says green to them, it doesn't matter whether there's a green, yellow, or red on the other side. They just keep going.
Right.
And it creates all sorts of havoc.
And you know, the other thing is that when you are connected to your essence and your own user's manual, you know, what you start to learn is what you want in life, what you want in a relationship, what you want for yourself.
I mean, you know, your essence knows how you can heal yourself in the best way.
Absolutely.
It knows who to choose to love.
Yeah.
And who to get rid of. And who,
as opposed to being programmed about who you're supposed to love.
Exactly.
Who you're supposed to get rid of.
Oh my gosh, relationships would be so much different.
Exactly.
It's just who to believe.
Yeah.
Who to trust.
Yeah.
And not only who to trust in terms of black and white, you know, people just, that's one of the biggest problems. They say, I can either trust that person or I can't. Well, you can trust them to do this, but you can't trust them to do that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And
that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I mean, just in terms of money and occupation, you know, most jobs today are highly political. So, you know, navigating those politics at work, your intuition is a valuable, essential.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things that has been programmed into us is that I'm going to talk about relationships, and I'm even going to talk about like work relationships and lover, you know, relationships. Most of us cannot define what is in our best interest or why someone is the one for us or that this is the best job for us. Usually it's been programmed into us. It has to do with money and status. And by the way, which is programming. And money and status isn't always the way to go for every single person. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying we need to be able to understand we have been given choices. And these choices that we have, we need to know what they are.
What surprises us when someone goes for a job, they can't seem to see that, oh my gosh, this work environment would be highly toxic for me.
Right.
All they see is what's on paper. Same thing with employers that go out to hire people. They look at the resume and they can't tell whether that person would be a good fit in terms of their personality with who's there now.
Well, and
here's why. Let me go with that. Because of programming, we've been pushing our feelings away, pushing them down, numbing out to them. Just do it. Doesn't matter how you feel, just do it,
right?
No matter what. And so when they do come out, they're so intense, they're so strong, they're out of control.
Exactly.
And we can't trust the information that they carry. That's why people's, you know, our politics is so divisive.
Right.
Because either you're completely right or completely wrong, and that's not true. It's usually somewhere in the middle for
and life,
almost everything.
Life yes. isn't completely right or completely wrong.
And it's our essence or our intuition that helps us parse those things.
Exactly, exactly.
You're not going to do it with data points or metrics.
Exactly. You know, I do have to say one great thing about programming for me is that I met Jason because of programming. I needed a job and I needed money coming in. I definitely needed all of that. But it was the direction I never expected.
She wasn't programmed to meet me. She was programmed to get the damn job.
Get the job. And the bottom line is that it turned out in my best interest. I admit right out of the gate. And by the way, when I first met him, I really didn't like him. Did I say that out loud?
And vice versa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of these days we'll do a show on that. It's actually quite interesting.
So, it's when your intuition starts to come alive that you get all these impressions.
Well, and wait a minute. I want to say when your intuition comes alive, you become alive.
Exactly.
Because 90% of us, when I look around, are walking dead. You're not in your, often we see
you're numb to your life force.
And you're not in your body. You're not connecting. And you wonder why there's so much disease and anger and hate and discontent in the world. 90% of us are not connected to our essence. And those other 10% that are, honestly, either they've been working with us and they know how things work and what's in their best interest, or they really don't know how to use their essence.
And it's that essence that you have connection to life force.
Exactly.
That feeling of being alive that people are trying to get by jumping out of airplanes, which doesn't necessarily do it. So, ready for key points?
Well, wait a minute, Jason. That's my line.
Oh.
Here we go. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Using your user's manual takes practice, and the ecosystem approach is the best way.
Okay.
Years of programming have numbed us and blocked us in the ability to use the owner's manual. We have to relearn how to listen to our emotions by clearing the intensity.
Mm.
And the ecosystem approach puts it all together for you so you can develop your ability to use your own unique, natural, organic Owner's Manual.
Love it. Love it. So, Jason, let's teach those who don't know, or remind those who might know, how to use the ecosystem approach.
We're going to do a clearing process in the next segment. We're going to be doing clearing. And all you have to do is follow along when we say breathe. Gather up those things that we're talking about, whether they're veils and illusions, barriers, specific emotions, you know, mm-hmm. gather up mm-hmm. anger, hate, you know, gather those up in your body, blow them into an imaginary trash can.
Okay.
If there's an actual trash can there, blow it into that. If there's not one, if you like driving, create a trash can in your mind's eye and just then go on to the next one. It's very simple.
Okay. And then we're going to activate life force. And the reason that we activate life force is, number one, this is the most amazing energy that we have been given and have access to. And by the way, you have more life force when you use the ecosystem approach, because you remove the blocks that are keeping you from even understanding life force energy. It is amazing. So, and what we do is we reverse the process. And so as we reverse the process, it goes like this. We activate life force. We let it go through the top of our head, all the way down our torso, down our arms, our legs, and let it go all the way to the tips of our toes. I like to turn it around and have it come back up so that when I blow out any, take a breath out or push my breath out, I'm removing negative energy as well as retaining the life force energy for me. It's pretty incredible. So join us in the next segment and work with us. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you clear to begin your own personal user's manual and connect with it. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance?
Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you clear to begin to use your personal owner's manual.
So we're removing the negative energy that keeps you from using that owner's manual, your essence, and developing your intuition. So
okay.
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers to my patience, because it takes time to relearn to access my own personal user's manual. Gather up all those barriers to your patience, blow it into that imaginary trash can.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that my access has been blocked by all the training to do programming. Take a breath. We're just clearing away the blocks, the negative energy blocks. Blow them out.
And to eliminate my reliance on programming techniques instead of accessing my innate knowing connected to my essence and my own unique owner's manual. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the stress and anxiety that make me go for quick fixes, which are generally what? Programming, of course. I release and let go of all of this neediness for quick fixes. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all my fears, worries, and insecurities that block my intuition and my own unique user's manual. Take a breath. Gather up all those fears, worries, and insecurities right now.
And to eliminate the false belief that external data and experts is better than my own user's manual. I release and let go the unworthiness and the training of unworthiness that is keeping me from having great access to my own user's manual. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the false belief that external data and experts have better information than my own unique user's manuals that comes from my essence. Take a breath. Gather up that false belief.
And to eliminate the barriers to acknowledging my out-of-control emotions of things like anger and hate and fear and guilt and shame and here's a big one, and disappointment. Disappointment about myself and life. Get rid of it. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate my out of control emotions like anger, hate, bitterness, fear, guilt, unworthiness. Gather all of those emotions, blow them into that trash can.
Oh, I got a great one. And to eliminate feeling stuck and broken and unworthy to even think about working with my own user's manual. Take a breath. The truth is, we all have the right and the ability to connect with it. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the shame and unworthiness that makes me distrust my own natural owner's manual. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from questioning the programming that's keeping me blocked from using my own user's manual. Take a breath.
and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my essence has a practical and essential benefit for me personally. That's very powerful. Take a breath. Should we activate life force?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can trust my essence to be amazing and connect with my own user's manual for my life. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that accessing my user's manual is the most beneficial for my life.
Take a breath. Pull in that life force energy right in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over. Here's a big one. And to activate life force so I can have the confidence and the clarity that I need to use the information from my user's manual in the best way, in my best interest. Nice and easy. Pull in that life force energy in through the top of your head. Take a breath. Let it go all the way down your body to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy one more time. And to activate life force so I can have fun and enjoy the learning about who I am through my owner's manual. I think it's amazing. Take a breath, pull it in, and blow it out. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, creative, have fun, laughter, love of myself, love of my life, have peace and harmony, and great, great health starting right now. Pull it in. Take a breath. Right in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your body to the tips of your toes. Turn any negative energy around and blow it out into the garbage can. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Joints, but not the kind you smoke.
Huh? What are you talking about?
These are actual joints, like joints, knees, hips, shoulders. Everyone is replacing them these days. Mm-hmm. And frankly, this is personal because I'm having a meniscus tear fixed in my knee, which is minor surgery. So next week when we do our radio show, I will have already...
Actually, it's the following day.
Okay. So he'll
be on his way.
I'll be on my way to surgery. So we'll talk about how to recover in the best way and what those problems mean, mm-hmm. and how those are often messages from your essence.
Yes.
And how you can heal in the best way.
Well, I just want to jump in. When I had open heart surgery, totally by surprise, by the way, this is exactly what we did. We cleared everything that came up. We cleared all my fears and all of those sort of things. But the thing that was the most amazing to both of us was my recovery time was basically 1/3 of what is predicted by the medical community.
It's not only that, but her prospects now, and she's so healthy, it surprises people. I mean, when we go to the cardiologist, like,
what are you doing here? Kind of thing. But everybody knows that, he knows as well. I need to make sure I stay that way. And how I do it is by using the ecosystem approach. It's pretty amazing. So we're going to talk more about a lot of that sort of thing next week. So if some part of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
And I'm going to tell you a secret. if you really want to, if you say, yeah, I want to use my essence. Yeah, I want to use my intuition. Yeah, I want to read that owner's manual. Here's how you do it. You get started using the ecosystem approach. And we've made it really, really simple for you. All you have to do is go to our website and sign up for our newsletter. Mm-hmm. And every week we give you clearings. And if you do those clearings every week, not just once, but put them on your smartphone and read them every day, clear them every day. Remember, we say constant, consistent, and specific. And you're going to start to unlock your essence, unlock that user's manual. Your intuition is going to start to be usable. And all you have to do is go to our website, www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. We just ask for your name and email address. It's completely free. This is the easy way. It's too good to be true. And so if you liked us today, if this spoke to you some way, let me know by going to Facebook at livinglighter.org and liking us. We really appreciate those likes. And we preview the next show on Facebook every week.
Okay. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.